call. Now you've made yourself at home, you're welcome to us all.
We are simple people, why are we this way? This is what we always say. It's the way that we bangle a bongo. It's the way that we bangle the big bass drum. The way that we sing in a song, go bass, tropic island hum. Hum, hum, hum. Playing in the sunshine, lots of sea and sand.
It's jolly nice in paradise.
Lordy, ain't life grand?
Everyone is happy, joining in the fun. Do it like we've always done.
It's the way that we shake and shake. It's the way that we bang the big bass drum. The way that we bake the cake on makes the tropic island hum.
It's the way that we bongo the bongo. It's the way that we bang the big bass drum. The way that we sing a song makes the tropic island hum.
Hum, hum, hum. Hum, hum, hum. Hum, hum, hum.
Good, good, good.
Tonight's a special night.
Feeling good.
All right, all right, all right. Anything can happen. In the meantime, won't you come help us celebrate our tropic island home? Shoo-ba-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Okay, Catherine Gundry Beck, a lovely little neighbour of mine. She's 12 on the 23rd of March. Happy birthday, Catherine. And Aoife Higgins is your friend, also in Kill of the Grange National School in 6th class. And Miss Heggie is her last day there. So good morning and be nice to her as it's her last day. Chris O'Regan from Galway, big fan of the Irish, from your lovely Auntie Louise and from us on the Full Irish. Good and Morgan. I want to say big thanks also to John Clark, who was the head of RT2FM. And he's been very, very good friend. And a very good boss, and a bit more than that in all respects, and a very loyal fan of the programme down through the years. Thank you, John. And to Weetabix for being generous sponsors of the programme. Cheers. And to Jerry Ryan for being a particularly generous broadcaster in a world full of mad egos and people who aren't very generous to each other. He was the exception to the rule. Very supportive throughout the last 3 years. Himself and his programme team have been a pleasure to be neighbours to. And thanks, Jerry, and to you and your family. I wish you eternal happiness. And that is the kind of thing I just want to say before we march towards the traffic.
Centra brings you 2FM Traffic and Travel.
Speaking of which, I'd like to also quick nod in the direction of Will Leahy, who's also been very generous as a broadcaster on Saturday afternoons. Great show going on there as well. Okay, let us go to Louise. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. The good news is traffic is lighter than normal for rush hour today. Many sick people, I think. Gardiner Street in Dublin is slightly congested, but we have no reports of any other problems. And remember, Merrion Square West is closed until 10 o'clock on Monday night for the fun fair. In County Clare, there will be new traffic lights at the Kilrush Road in Ennis today, and conditions are quite foggy in Waterford, so use your dipped headlights or your fog lights where necessary. It's misty enough in Cork, but traffic is okay. And Dart upgrade works will not take place on Saturday due to the Sky Fest, so there will be a normal service. However, on Sunday, there will be no darts north of Pier Station. Louise Herity, Aero Dutch.
What are you laughing at?
I just didn't realise I was finished.
I hope that doesn't apply to every aspect of your life.
Goodbye.
A big man with a big voice and even bigger hits. MCD presents Meatloaf Live. Meatloaf, together with Status Quo. R. Gillen Kessel, Mel Briggan, Saturday, 18th June. Tickets $59.50. And Killarney Summerfest, Saturday, 2nd July. Tickets from $49.50. Don't miss Meatloaf with Status Quo, live, subject to license. All tickets, including booking fees, on sale now. Meatloaf with Status Quo. For more, stay with RTE 2FM.
Oh, wow, nice car.
Thanks. But this is more than just a car.
If your car is always guaranteed a special place in your heart, talk to Eagle Star. Because we know that your car is more than just a car, with Lady Star we provide 24-hour emergency and claims helplines for breakdowns and accidents, and you can avail of introductory discounts of up to 55%. Call us on 1850-44-7799, visit eaglestar.ie or contact your broker. Eagle Star, we look after you.
Terms and conditions apply. Eagle Star Insurance Company Ireland Limited is regulated by the Irish Financial Services Regulatory Authority.
11, 8, 11. If you need a number, just shout. It doesn't even matter if you're out and about. Aircoms, 11, 8, 11.
11, 8, 11. Aircoms nationwide directory inquiry number. For more information, visit aircom.ie/11811.
And it's the Star leading the way with the free Cheltenham bet today. Plus Europe's top tipster, Kieran O'Connell. Plus the latest on today's runners and riders. Win with the Star today.
March Madness has struck Sandyford Renault. All new orders signed from now till the end of March get a free in-car DVD player or shopping vouchers for the nearby Dundrum Town Centre. That's great choice and great value this March from Sandyford Renault. Your first and last stop at Sandyford Motor Park. Call 206-9200.
KCP presents direct from China. The Warriors of Shaolin Kung Fu back with an all-new show for 2005 on a nationwide tour from March 26th to April 3rd. Experience the artistry and excitement of the Shaolin Warriors in this breathtaking journey through the incredible world of the ancient martial arts. The Masters of Shaolin Kung Fu will perform in Waterford, Cork, Killarney, Castlebar, Tallaght and Limerick from March 26th to April 3rd. Tickets from €25 plus booking fee on sale now from usual outlets. For more, stay tuned to RTE 2FM.
Flourish! Ha! Seriously, okay?
Yes, this is the level Irish now. What do we got? Three.
Now, are you going to play me song? You're
How was Patrick's day?
Crap.
Was it not? You know, I thought you'd like it.
I hate the full Irish too. Yeah. Play me song now or there'll be hell to pay. Right?
Roger, it's very good to complain. When you look at the world around you, it's really quite a pain. 90% are so happy, 10% are so gay. But I'm a miserable midget, complaining through the day.
Right, now you're an awful pack of big Rogers. Big Rogery is good, I tell ya. Shiny man.
A nauseous, angry leprechaun there on the full Irish. Good morning, it's Friday the 18th of March. It's 8.32, coming nearly 8.33. Weather now, sunny intervals will develop. Top temperature 16 degrees Celsius. It's going to be very, very pleasant. A very good morning, Kate.
Morning, Ryan. Gardaí have been dealing with drunken, disorderly behaviour after the St. Patrick's Day festivities. Gardaí say more than 100 people were arrested in Dublin city centre yesterday and that this was much higher than normal. Most were for minor offences. In Cork, Gardaí from the Bridewell made up to 40 arrests arising from drunken, disorderly behaviour. Workers at Shannon Airport are to be balloted next week on industrial action amid fears that the Shannon Airport Authority plans to cut as many as 260 jobs. The union claims that the new Shannon Airport Authority is going it alone and making changes without consultation or agreement. The Taoiseach has said he's willing to hold a substantial meeting with Sinn Féin later this month, but that he has no intention of softening his line on the McCartney murder or other issues. Speaking in Washington, Mr. Ahern said it was clear to him that in the United States, as well as in Ireland, there was widespread support for efforts to resolve the problems.
And finally, it's been revealed that cows suffer from mood swings. Researchers say they've discovered that cows can even hold grudges, have friends, problem solve, and worry about the future. I'm Kate Egan. That's your 2FM headlines.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, that's so good. Very good. Okay, a quick email in from somebody who simply signs themselves as C. Where are they now? This is how I imagine a Where Are They Now style programme for the Full Irish would go in a few years' time. Are you ready for this, Kate?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Are you... I don't know about the Minister for Nauseous Affairs here is going to make it quick.
Asher, we'll try our best anyway, Ryan. It's fair play to you. You've done a great job. You've done it now.
Thank
and
you.
I've seen you crossing the road, and you've done a great job.
Thank you very much indeed. The year is 2010. 5 years on from the conclusion of the popular 2FM breakfast show, The Full Irish, we look back at the cast and crew wonder, where are they now? Starting with myself. After The Full Irish, Ryan went on to present a show on Radio 1. So successful was this programme that he simultaneously began to helm The Gerry Ryan Show, The Gareth O'Callaghan Show, presented Live 9 and also 5-7 Live. He continued to present Tuberty Tonight and in late 2005, The Late Late Show. He is currently debating whether to revive Kenny Live and BB Baskin. The show, not the woman. Penny! Penny changed her name to Pound in an attempt to subconsciously tempt RTE management to give her a pay rise. It worked. And now she is on the daytime talk show circuit promoting her self-help book entitled In for Penny, In for Pound. Shane. Shane eventually retired from radio to concentrate on his new career as a golfer. Last month, he recorded his best ever finish in a competition, coming eighth in the Clonmel Open. Katrina, late last year, Katrina discovered the muffs that she wore to keep her ears warm were actually headphones. The furry stick on the desk and microphone, and that 200,000 people listened to her daily chats with her friends in Dollybrook. She suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome and was recently appointed as RTÉ's Northwestern Alaska correspondent. And Kate, by day, Kate reads the news on 2FM, but by night she can be seen skulking around the RTÉ television studios, hoping that Anne Doyle will accidentally impale herself on the pointy end of the 9 o'clock news desk. You know that weird pointy desk? She and Ryan no longer speak. There you go.
By the way, you can download my ringtones on Vodafone Live.
Oh, yes, we must mention that. Very important.
That's Vodafone Live, folks.
Louise, are you there?
Hello. How are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we welcome the last ever Full Irish players with the leprechaun now out.
I find Miss Herity quite curiously attractive. She's got quite a set of pins on her now, I must say.
Let us move. The leprechaun is sleazing it up. Let us move to the Full Irish players. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you today's production that comes at no expense and absolutely zero training. Me. It's all about me. It's all
you. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, but always available on long wave, well, have you know, there existed a curious world called Montrose. In this world, there were two planets, known as Tufum and Wan.
I like it.
You get that one, yeah? For many years, a young knight by the name of Skywalker had lived happily on the planet Tufum, but now it seemed that something was calling him, calling to go and move to Wan, along with his princess layabout and his robot... Chitonio.
Hey, Princess Layabout, nice bikini. And what's with the Danish pastries on your head?
Listen, Sunshine, these aren't just ordinary Danish pastries. These are special radio receivers, which mean I can tune into our rivals on the planet Wan and even get signals from the mothership.
What? Well, not the mothership. I mean, everyone knows that that's punishable by banishment to, you know, the planet Lyric. I'll be still my beating batteries. I've come over all funny.
Let's get that pile of junk a drink. You look like you need one yourself, Skywalker. Time to hit the AA Star Watch bar.
Oh, yeah! Hey, it's busy tonight. Look at all the creatures in here. There's the legendary Lawrence of Gogania. And the Penny Gordons. And the McFadden tribe. And hey, look, it's the twin-headed Ruthric.
Top of the galaxy, Tian. What'll you be drinking, Skywalker?
Jeez, that's a fine helmet. Really suits you.
Thanks, Starwatch. But who's that tall, dark, and vaguely familiar in a related sort of way stranger?
Darth G. Ryan's the name. Siobhan Hawk is getting me the rashers. By the way, keeping you loyal is the game, and I'm here to stop you from going, from moving to another dimension. Oh, we need more sex on the radio. The other side, we don't want you going there. Do not drink from the cup of the Force.
Hey, 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 don't I know you from somewhere? Nice cape. Paul Smith, by any chance. Wow, what's that feeling? I think I feel I feel the Force.
That's right, Skywalker. You're about to feel the force of my huge lightsaber. Siobhan, I'll come in here. Look at the size of it. Look at the size of it. Rather than let you go to the planet one, I will have to put you to the sword before I demolish a sausage sandwich.
Hang on. Take that. And that. And that.
Lads, break it up, break it up. Where do you think you are, planet one? I'm having no scraps in this joint. You're acting like loose animals on the M50.
Stop, stop. I'm getting a signal in my Danish pastry receivers, and it's a strong one.
Nice bikini, Princess Leia.
No, no, here it is. Listen, listen.
Listen. Good afternoon to you. Ryan, this is a mothership. Come back. All is forgiven. Ryan, come back. Over and out. It's Ryan. Too strong. The Force is with me. I cannot resist. The mothership, it's calling me. It's time.
It certainly is time. Do you have no planets to go to? Onto your transporters now, please.
Oh, I've had enough. Let him go. He doesn't like rasher sandwiches anyway. Come on, Princess Layabout. Let's you and me make our own rasher sandwich.
Like the lightsaber, Darth. May the Force be with me and my Danish pastries.
Take a bow, everybody. Take a bow. Louise, thank you. Kate, thank you. Wonderful performance all around. And now, as time runs away on us all together, we must play a song that has been requested repeatedly on the show, and it's a beautiful song about two fellas who are loyal and nice to each other. And this includes a little bit of help from the man who sang the song originally, Orr Harris.
Can, do you think we could sing a bit of it together, Rolf?
I'm game if you are.
Well, let's go.
Did you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, don't be crying. I can go just as fast with two.
Can you tell what it is?
Come on, Ralph.
Did you call me Ralph?
No, Ralph.
Be trouble.
No, Ralph is fine. I'm getting sick. Ralph is why I'm calling
you. Think, when we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and the horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys.
Oh, you're a gentleman. Do you know what? It's such a beautiful song, and your interpretation of it, it fell in, do you know what? It's just as well it fell into the right hands. I want to wish you a really Merry Christmas, Ralph Harris.
Thank you, kind sir.
And to your family.
And the same to you, and have a great time, and let's put out, all of us, a quiet wish for some peace on the earth.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day. Warriors both, of course. One little chap then had a mishap. Broke off his horse's head. Wept for his toy, then cried with joy, as his young playmate said. I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two. Climb up here, Jack, and don't be crying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two. Long years passed, war came so fast, bravely they marched away. Cannon roared loud, and in the mad crowd, wounded and dying lay. up goes a shout, a horse dashes out, out from the ranks so blue. Gallops away to where Joe lay, then came a voice he knew. Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying. I can go just as fast with two. Did you say, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys. Did you think I would leave you dying? There's room on my horse for two. Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying back to the ranks so blue. Can you feel, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys.
That's Ralph Harris, and I always play that for my brother Garrett, and I like to play that again, and also dedicate it to all my family who've been very, very nice and now have to put up with the whole, for the rest of their lives, with everyone going, anything to your man from the...
Centra brings you 2FM traffic and travel.
For the win, yes.
Now let's go to Louise Herity for the last full Irish of the day, nay the week.
Nay the week, nay forever, as in this guise. And I want to play the... Kirsty McAllister in County Down. I hope she enjoyed that song too. Louise, the final bullet.
Oh, the final feeling. Bullet. And Ryan, you know what?
Come on.
I've decided there's no traffic, so I'm going to read you a wee poem that I wrote last night. Now, I know I'm from Sligo, but I'm no WV8.
Go
so,
on.
Bear with me. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Ode to Ryan. For almost 2 years, I've handled the jeers from the tall, nerdy one with the slightly big ears.
That's me.
My traffic reports are sometimes ignored, but the listeners must know about the loose one and the tailbacks in Longford. But hey, it's been great. I've had so much fun and will really miss you, Ryan, when you go to Radio 1. So to all the full Irishers, goodbye and good luck. About the roads and the ferries, you will no longer give a fiddle.
You're a gas woman.
Okay, well, to Dublin first. It's moving well all over the city with reports of a crash at the Fox Hunter pub on the Lucan Road. Merrion Square West is closed until 10 o'clock on Monday night for the fun fair, and Dart Upgrid Works will not take place on Saturday due to the Sky Fest, so there will be a normal service. However, on Sunday, there will be no darts between Pier Station and Hoth or Malahide. There will be traffic restrictions in Dublin for the Sky Fest from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. All the details are on our website, aaroadwatch.ie. And to Cork, it's misty, but traffic is okay. Repair works continue at the Jack Lynch Tunnel this weekend, and there will be traffic restrictions from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning until approximately 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Louise Herity, A Roadwatch.
Goodbye and thank you.
Thank you.
Kylie, the greatest hits tour. Kylie, the greatest hits tour is coming. See the ultimate showgirl live. Kylie, Point Theatre, Dublin, 7th to 12th of April. Extra tickets from $56.50, now on sale. For more, see the Irish Independent and RTE 2FM.
Retail therapy has never been quite so enjoyable as it is right now at the Blanchardstown Centre. Featuring the A-list of styles, including Marks & Spencer, BT2, Bershka, A-Wear, FC UK and Zara. And did we mention the acres of free parking? The Blanchardstown Centre, leading the shopping revolution.
With O2, a mobile is not just a phone. It's a place where you can handle your email.
Tom Ryan at just finished the sales report while waiting on my flight, .ie.
So now, no matter where you are, you can send and receive emails on your phone from just €20 a month.
Joan Hart at goneforsummertothink.com.
Choose from the stunning new collection of BlackBerry and BlackBerry-enabled phones from O2 stores and outlets. O2, see what you can do. Terms and conditions apply.
Over 2 million Irish people help strengthen their natural defences with Danone Actimel. Here's why.
The children like it and it's a healthy drink, so that's why I buy it.
I have a tendency to get cold, so I think I'll be keeping up taking my Actimel every morning.
Oh, sets me up for the day, really.
It tastes good and it's good for you.
I take it every day.
I think it's healthy, yeah.
Oh, it's nice, yeah. I like it.
Say it builds up your defences and that. And I just think at certain times you really, really need that, so I feel like a new woman.
Danone Actimel helps strengthen your natural defences.
Danone.
And it's the star leading the way with a free Cheltenham bet today. Plus Europe's top tipster, Kieran O'Connell. Plus the latest on today's runners and riders. Win with the star today.
There are now 10,000 extra reasons why you should visit the National Museum at Collins Barracks. The entire national silver, glass and oriental collections, as well as scientific instruments and a large proportion of ceramics are on view. What's in store is a behind-the-scenes museum experience rather than an exhibition. It's the boldest venture we've ever undertaken. There's parking, Lewis stops at the gate and admission is free. Visit museum.ie, RTE supporting the arts.
We say they're seriously OT.
You say
they're seriously OT.
We say
they're thick and tasty. On the full Irish.
Now the end is near. Don't cry.
Let me wipe away those tears. Both of them. I'll see you in my dreams, my little flying monkeys. Every time you hear the wind blow, if you listen hard enough, you'll hear the sound of bongos on the breeze. And if you feel like having a duvet day, go on. Take one. You have my permission. Why not rent Man About Dog and Inside I'm Dancing exclusive to Extravision? Speaking of Extravision, they're giving away a car. This is the chairman of the board of prizes for this week. Extravision, in support of Barrettstown, are giving you the chance to win the first ever Toyota Aygo to hit Irish shores. This car is the ultimate for city driving. It's compact, it's cool, it's chic, it's classy, it's both practical and easy to park, yet offers a unique dynamic drive as well as a trendy design. This is all to rejoice in Extravision's generosity as they prepare to launch the most charitable of promotions with Barrettstown on the 24th of March. For the then, every time you rent a movie at Extravision, you bring in cash for Barrettstown. You rent a movie and you get a free scratch card. With the scratch card, you can win instant prizes like popcorn, Coke, Ben and Jerry's, ice cream, forget the diet. And when they match three symbols, they could all be yours. And you could be one of 20 to win tickets to a gala evening in support of Barrettstown, where star prizes are guaranteed on the night. After coming on air, you get a bag full of Extravision goodies. Mary Keegan, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. I'm hyperventilating.
Oh, no!
To get through on your last show, huh?
The last show ever. It's lovely to have you here.
It's wonderful to be on, absolutely.
Fantastic.
I've always wanted to talk to you.
Are you on your own?
I am on my own at the moment.
No.
They've all gone.
Well, we've got a Popbusters quiz for you. Just ask, give us three little letters and we'll just do three today because we're in a mad rush.
Okay, can we VAR for Ryan?
Yes, of course you can. Or what aura did Jamie Foxx, who also starred in Collateral, play in an eponymous movie?
Oh my God.
George on my mind.
Ray!
One in the bag. Give me another one.
Why?
What why? What why was the Sleepless in Seattle rework featuring Miserable Meg and Tom Hanks?
York?
Yeah, why? Mail. You've got mail. Yeah, you've got mail.
You.
Why is the question? I'm giving you a clue. It's you've got mail.
Oh God, Ryan.
The answer is you've got mail.
You got mail.
Yeah, correct. Well done. Well done, Inspector Holmes.
I can't talk.
Oh, no, give us another letter.
N.
N for nuts.
You're nuts, yes.
Oh, my God. Nuts. N. What N set out to destroy the ring after leaving Mulholland Drive? Surname Watts. Sarah's a name with a Campbell, with the model.
Oh, my God.
N-E-R-M-E.
N-E-R-M-E.
Naomi!
Naomi! God, it sounds easy when you're listening to it, but my God!
Oh my God! Where are you right now?
I'm in Fairhouse and Tallow.
Fairhouse and Tallow! Which of these is the car Extravision want to give you? Is it the Aygo?
The Aygo.
I'm gone. The
Aygo. Will go.
Aygo. The Aygo is correct. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
You're in the draw.
Oh, wonderful. And good luck. Good luck with the new show. And hello to everybody there.
The last piece of music ever on the Full Irish.
Hello, hello.
better way than the best band in the whole world ever to have existed to finish us off here on the Full Irish on in its current stand. Shane's here with the last bit of more sports.
Plenty of Eoghan League soccer on radio tonight if you tune into Radio 1 at 7:02. Of course, Ireland take on Wales in that crunch match now in the Six Nations Championship, looking for the Triple Crown, and that is tomorrow, and it'll be live on radio and indeed on television. Paul McGinley going very well now in the TCL Classic in the Far East. And what else have I for you in soccer? Well, no, there's no more soccer, but I can tell you, though, is that it's the final day of Cheltenham, and we have three stars contesting the Gold Cup today: Before Salmon, Pizarro, and Kicking King.
Let us say good morning to Karen. Karen, hi.
How you get on, Ryan? Hello. Yeah?
Very good. Alison, good morning.
Hi, Ryan. How's it going?
Very well. Fiona, good morning.
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? And Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
On the count of three, you all have to say good morning, listeners. One, two, three.
Good morning.
There you go. This is the four. Do we have four? Is it all together? Yes, four. You four ladies got through to the competition, correct?
Yeah.
You four ladies all did very well. Some of you were brutal. You
Thanks
four ladies are now starring in the last minutes of the Full Irish on the Irish Minutership. Oh. You four ladies are what make the show work. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of you, you're welcome. One of you is going to drive away in a Toyota Aygo, courtesy of Extravision. On the count of three, we love Extravision. On the count of three, we love you, Extravision. One, two, three.
We love you, Extravision.
Thank you, ladies. Now, here we go. I have here in my hand four scrunched up pieces of paper.
Good luck, girls.
Good luck, everyone.
I'm now going to pick this one, the most scrunched up as it happens. Karen?
Yes?
What are you doing today?
I'm in England.
What are you doing there?
I am sitting on my bed at the moment, very nervous.
How old are you?
26.
You better come home because you're going to be driving a brand new car. When you come home! Karen's won the Toyota Aygo. You've just been drawn from the hat. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Karen, Alison, Fiona, God. Mary, goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, that's so nice, wasn't it? You couldn't have orchestrated that better. We're off. We've got to go. Everybody, the judge, thank you for being so diligent. Kate Egan, for being so derogatory. Katrina, thank you for being so delightful. Penny, for being distinctly divine. Thank you. Shane, De loyal. And thank you for everything. It's been an extraordinary 3 years. It's been an odyssey. In fact, it's put the odd into odyssey. It's been a journey unparalleled in anything I've ever done in my life. And I'm eternally grateful to all the team working on it. But particularly, again, in the end of the day, listeners, thank you so much. This is a bit strange signing out, but you're talking and listening to one very grateful, very, very happy man with a little heavy heart and a spring in my step. It's goodbye and thank you.
I'm gonna get my oats on the Full Irish. We're seriously oldie. We're seriously oldie. Thick and tasty.
Check out the brand new 2FM website. rte.ie/2FM. Listen live. Listen to archived programmes. Plus the latest interviews. Pop gossip. Chart news. And all you need to know about RTE 2FM. Go online now to see the fresh looking RTE 2FM website. rte.ie/2FM.
A crinkle cotton skirt with embroidered flowers and tiny little beads is just €5. But sorry, only for little girls under six. You'll also adore the glitter print cotton t-shirts in bright lemon, kiwi or orange. And little boys can turn into cowboys or surfer dudes with a range of character print cotton t-shirts at just €3. Look good, pay less.
Every second of every day, your skin is losing moisture, becoming drier and losing its flexibility and smoothness. And everyone knows that one of the best ways to restore lost moisture is to use a moisturizer. What you might not know is that there's little point in restoring lost moisture unless you can keep it there. That's why E45 is specially formulated to do just that, locking in moisture all over your body to give you proven and effective protection against everyday dry skin. E45. Every skin, every day. Always read the label.
There's more wealth in Ireland today than ever before. But how can you keep it in the family? In this week's Sunday Business Post, if you own property, a business, or simply have money in the bank, don't miss tax expert Alan Moore's guide to passing assets to your family. And in Sunday's leading property section, apartments or houses, find out which is the best investment. The Sunday Business Post. Make it your business every Sunday.
From Saturday, March 19th, Nightlife will get a big switch on at Castle Blaney, County Monaghan. That's right, Switch, the Northeast's newest and most stylish venue, will open with two rooms of upfront and cutting-edge music. On the night, enjoy Dave Dobbin and residence. Easter Sunday, March 27th, it's Steve Boyd and residence. You'll also be moved by our complimentary bus service. So make the switch. Visit Switch Nightclub, Castle Blaney. See local press for details.
RTE News on 2FM.
It's just after 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Egan. Gardaí have been dealing with drunken disorderly behaviour after the St Patrick's Day festivities. More than 100 people were arrested on public order offences in Dublin city centre yesterday. Sandra Hurley reports.
Gardaí say more than 100 people were arrested in Dublin city centre yesterday and that this was much higher than normal. Most were for minor offences. In Cork, Gardaí from the Bridewell made up to 40 arrests arising from drunken disorderly behaviour. And in Limerick City, 52 people were arrested overall, with 7 taken into custody after a fight broke out at a bar in the city centre. There were several violent incidents on the Dart yesterday, including an assault, vandalism and fighting. 2 trains had to be taken out of service after having windows smashed. Gardaí and the ambulance service were also called to break up a fight between around 25 people on an evening train. In Belfast, police say 18 people were arrested yesterday and this morning for disorderly behaviour in the university area of the city. 3 people were arrested in Derry last night when police came under attack from crowds of St Patrick's Night revellers in the city centre. Public order offences were also reported in Downpatrick, Mahara and Ballymena.
2 people were taken to hospital following a knife attack in Artane in North Dublin. The incident happened last night at Montrose Grove. One of the injured had to undergo surgery at Beaumont Hospital. Gardaí have arrested 2 men following the attack. A 17-year-old was shot in the leg at a house in Coolock in Dublin. Gardaí say it happened just before 4 o'clock this morning when 2 men wearing balaclavas and armed with a handgun kicked in the door of a house and confronted the occupants. They fired 1 shot into the ceiling and then shot a male in the leg. He was taken to hospital where his condition is described as not life-threatening. And the Taoiseach has said that he's willing to hold a substantial meeting with Sinn Féin later this month, but that he has no intention of softening his line on the McCartney murder or other issues. Speaking in Washington, where he attended St. Patrick's Day celebrations, Mr. Ahern said it was clear to him that in the United States, as well as in Ireland, there was widespread support for efforts to resolve the problems. And that's RTE News on 2FM.
RTE2FM weather in association with Yakult. Friendly bacteria to top up your good bacteria naturally.
Patches of drizzle or light rain will mostly die out this morning, except in some coastal areas. Sunny spells will develop later and it'll become very mild with top temperatures of 13 to 16 degrees.
Call the Ryan Line now on 1850 715 922.
We love to boogie. We love to boogie, jitterbug boogie, bowling pilly boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. Linda May Fender's got a Cadillac bone. Jamie Lossie Jerry walking all the way home. The passion of the earth blasted his mind. Now it's neat sweet ready for the moon bass grind. We love to boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said we love to boogie. We love to boogie. High school boogie. Jitterbug boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. Yeah. With a tail feathers high, jitterbug left and smiled to the sky. When your black velvet cape and your stovepipe hat, bebop baby, the dance is for that. I love to boogie. Yes, I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie. I love to boogie. Jitterbug boogie. I love to boogie. I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I love to boogie.
There he is, the immortal, legendary Mark Boland T-Rex. I love to boogie. Hello, good morning to you. 7 minutes past nine. It's Gareth O'Callaghan for Jerry Ryan, who's taken a long weekend's break after a long, long week and a long, long day yesterday. I hope you're in good shape this morning. It's business pretty much as usual. 1850-715-922 is our telephone number. From the north, it's 08457-585-285. And if you have your mobile with you and you'd like to text us a message this morning between now and 12, the text number is 087-772-0000. We had a wonderful week. We were on the slopes in Austria. And we got back on late Wednesday night, actually, but still pretty much feel that we're still up there. And hello to a lot of them who are still out there enjoying the wonderful snowing conditions and the wonderful skiing conditions as well till Saturday. Just taking a quick look at the newspapers this morning. The Irish Sun's front page headline, "We won't go away, you know." IRA murder victim Robert McCartney's family yesterday won President George Bush's full backing and vowed, "We'll fight till we get justice." Bush held a St. Patrick's Day meeting with the murdered Belfast dad's five sisters and partner, assuring them the trial, the killers will eventually stand trial. Flanked by Robert's partner, Bridgine Higgins, his sister Paula said later, "The president was 100% behind our campaign." Photographs of the women meeting Bush in the presence of the Taoiseach Bertie Ahern on most of the newspapers today. Belt thug hung by belt, a man jailed for brutally beating his young nephew with a belt, hanged himself in jail, it emerged yesterday. James McGreevy Simpson was found hanging in his cell in Dublin's Wheatfield prison last June. That's the